Time to talk West Tigers. Chris Lawrence on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Very good. How's the off-season been?
Yeah, it's been really good, mate. Yeah, obviously long, tough off-season, and come that pointy end where trials around the corner, so everyone's really excited to get past the training and get into the footy.
Who's impressed you the most, Chris?
Oh, look, I wouldn't say there's one particular person. I think everyone's consistently has been training well, which is a pleasing thing. We've had, the majority of boys out training for most of the pre-season. We had a few off-season surgeries, but most of those boys are back training, and there aren't too many in the rehab group, which is pleasing.
No shortage of enthusiasm, I imagine, at training, Chris, with a bloke like Josh Reynolds coming into the club.
Yeah, definitely. He definitely brings a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and he's a really competitive bloke, and he certainly brings that out in all the little games we play out there. He's very competitive, and he rubs off on a lot of players, which is really good because it makes everything we do at training ultra competitive and gets the best out of everyone.
Some of the other signings, Chris McQueen from the Gold Coast, Russell Packer from St George. He was obviously very good at the Dragons. Josh Reynolds, we just spoke about. Robbie Rocco from Melbourne Storm. And the one I'm left to last is Benji Marshall, the favourite son of the West Tigers.
Yeah, that's it. And also Ben Madalena from the Warriors. So quite a few new faces, and there's probably a few more. Yeah, it's probably been... Definitely has been the biggest change at the club since I've been here. I think it's something like 15 new faces. So it has been a massive change. And walking into training on the first day, it almost felt like I was walking into a new club. So which was good. It was refreshing. And it's good to see everyone has fit in so well. With so many new faces, a change in dynamics, everyone seems to be getting along really well.
Chris, there always seems to be so much drama. They're such a popular club, the West Tigers. Everybody, for many people, they're sort of like the second team in the league of the National Rugby League. But the loss of Mitchell Moses, you know, obviously the loss of James Tedesco, Aaron Woods, guys, it must be a real sort of different feeling for you this season.
Yeah, definitely. As I said, it is a different feeling because there's so many new faces. A lot of guys that have gone, obviously, you know, especially Woody, you know, being a good mate of mine, leaving. Over the last couple of years, you've had guys leaving the club that have been there for a long time. So it definitely is a new feel. But I mean, that's rugby league, particularly for us. We've been haven't been successful at the club for a while now, particularly in the last couple of years. So you need to be winning games to keep the same roster. And if you're not winning games and making the finals, then change has to be made. And as players, we all understand that. And, you know, this year there was a major overhaul of the playing squad.
Now, one of the necessary evils of the rugby league season are trial matches. Now, there's always a lot of conjecture about whether to play these, who to play, how long to play for. But your first game, there are trials coming up February 16, February 17. Will you be turning out?
Yeah, I'll be there for the first trial. So I think our first trial is up at Cairns, playing against the Cowboys. So yeah, look, trial games are one of those things. You know, the players enjoy playing it because, again, you get past the pre-season just training and playing footy, but it's a necessary evil. You know, you'd rather just get straight into the first round of the competition, you know, where you're playing for your real competition points. But I still think you need at least one or two trials because you can do all the training in the world, but nothing can simulate that sort of game fitness.
Yeah, certainly right. It'll be, you know, should be at least, 29, 30 degrees up there at North Queensland at Cairns there when you take on the Cowboys.
Yeah, plenty of humidity. So we'll definitely get plenty of practice about how to hold on to a wet, sweaty ball.
Jeez, it's going to be... We'll brush past that one. Chris, going to be plenty of media regarding your round one encounter. It's going to be West Tigers v. the Roosters. I say that because it's going to be Cooper Cronk out there, but it's also going to be you guys against James Tedesco.
Yeah, definitely. There's always going to be plenty of tension. I think this time last year we were playing Bobby Farr first game. they've done that, but I mean, that's exciting. I mean, it's always... particularly for all the guys here, you know, we're still mates with Teddy. And when you play against your mates, you're always trying to get one up on them and making sure that you can come out on top. And obviously, it's going to be special for Teddy as well. And he's going to really want to put in a strong performance playing, coming up against his old club. And we know how good a player he is. And we'll definitely be wanting to start the year off on a good note. So it's a good way to start the year with such a big game. I really think it, you know, it brings a lot of atmosphere, and I don't think you'd want it any other way, to be honest.
Chris, I always find this fascinating, but your coach, Ivan Cleary, and his son, Nathan, playing at Penrith, and there's always a lot of speculation in the paper about Nathan, Nathan's future, Ivan's future. Does that ever get spoken about?
No, not really, to be honest. No. Well, we crack some jokes every now and then about how similar they look, but that's pretty much all that gets raised about Nathan, to be honest. I mean, he's a great player and a terrific player, and no doubt he's got bigger things in store in his career. But, yeah, when we're at training, we're sort of worried about ourselves, particularly in this preseason, just worried about how we can improve as players and what we can do between games this year.
Chris, how are your horses going?
Yeah, going good. Had Dark Eyes running the Magic Millions Cup. Unfortunately, didn't run too well. Ran midfield, but it was good to at least have a runner. And he's out for a break now, so I'm looking forward to having him back hopefully in the next couple of months and winning some more races, which will be nice.
Chris, well, good luck with your horses to start with. I hope that all goes well for you, because we've got a lot of listeners that will follow on. And good luck in the trial games and then on round one, 10th of March, where you take on the Roosters and James Tedesco, your former teammate.
Cheers. Thanks for that, guys.